You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, and we're at Surfaces 2010, and we're actually in the Quickstep Uniland booth, and I'm here with Roger Farabee, who is the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Uniland Floors. How you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having us here. So you've got a lot of, first off, let's talk about who you are as far as, company-wise. You are a part of Mohawk. And you're actually one of the largest manufacturers of laminate flooring in the United States with a plant, in North Carolina, is that right?
Correct. We have a plant in Thomasville, North Carolina that's been there for about 4 years now.
Yeah, and one of the unique things about that is you actually build your core board and the laminate right there in the same area, don't you?
That's correct. We have a core board plant in Mount Gilead, which is not very far from the Thomasville plant.
Yeah.
And that facility provides product to ourselves as well as external companies. And then we do make the finished flooring in Thomasville. And the majority of the products we sell under the Quickstep brand now in the U.S. are produced in that facility.
Okay. And the last time I saw you was down at the Floorscapes Color Center Elite meeting. And I got a sneak preview, and I think you have some pretty interesting things to talk about at the show. One of them is the GenuEdge. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, that's a technology we first previewed at some of the Mohawk regional shows, and we're also formally introducing here at the Quickstep booth. And this is a great new technology that enables us to achieve a much more realistic finished hardwood look than we could do in the past. Up to now, everyone who wanted an eased or rolled kind of edge look in laminate had to cut the edge and color it in some form or fashion. And what we've done with this new technology is developed ways to actually roll the design and color all the way over the edge, as illustrated in these panels here in the center, where you have a completely authentic hardwood look without cutting the edge. And it creates a dramatically different and more realistic product than what we were able to produce before.
Okay, and you also had some kind of a surface scratch protection thing that you were introducing,
right?
That's right.
So we're formally introducing also Scratch Guard, and this is a new scratch resistance method that enables us to greatly reduce micro scratching and other forms of small scratches that lead to complaints about loss of gloss or to a dulling effect complaints that you would hear in the past that tend to happen over time as dirt accumulates on the surface of the product. So we get a minimum of 4 times better resistance than any competitive product we've tested, and many more times than that for some competitive products.
Well, as the leader in the U.S., of the laminate category, tell us some of the trends that are happening out there. What's the consumer looking for? What's the fit for laminate? Give us kind of an update on what the market's asking for.
We think it's an ideal time for laminate today. Consumers, number one, want value. They want the maximum in design, color, style at an affordable price, and they want that product to be durable and easy to maintain. And those are exactly the points that we think the Quickstep assortment speaks to. And this new assortment with the GenuEdge technology, Varesque, we've engineered in a way to offer that at a medium price point, but offer the best style, the best realism available with great durability. And so we think that value package is totally the correct direction to go to today, and we engineered the product with that in mind. But the other great thing about this product is we really have taken realism to the next level. Customers want the most authentic looking material regardless of what it is, and that's really what this product is all about. It is the most realistic laminate product ever made.
So you have the wood look, you have the stone look, and the statistics around pet ownership, and you also are the head of marketing for another Mohawk area that sells engineered wood and wood.
Absolutely.
So there is a fit, there is a place for laminate flooring in the consumer's home. If
Absolutely.
They've got pets and if they're, living life in the fast lane, this is the kind of floor they need because of its
It's a very resilience. Durable product, and it's one that is much more forgiving for daily life than a lot of the other materials are. And so when you combine that kind of durability, ease of maintenance, easy to live with the great looks, and the fact that a consumer really doesn't have to compromise on the look of their product to be able to get those benefits and to have it at an affordable price, we think it's absolutely the right product for today's consumer.
Now let me ask you, when it comes to installing laminate, do most of your dealers that sell this flooring, do they recommend that they put the flooring in, or is it cash and carry? Talk a little bit about that.
Still the majority of installations are professionally installed. We do see, though, a growing number of DIY installations, even at retail, because you still have a core group of those customers who are interested in installing the product themselves, but they don't necessarily get the selection of product they would like at home centers. So they'll still come to the floor covering dealer for that broader selection of brands and individual styles, but still want to install it themselves. But I would say, based on all the research we've seen, the majority of the sales for floor covering retailers is still professionally installed.
Okay. And when laminate first came out, it was, you know, came over from Europe. I think Pergo was probably the first name that we all heard about over here. But it had a hollow sound, and that's all been taken care of now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been greatly reduced. And part of that was, I think, consumers getting accustomed to floating floor installations versus nail down, glue down installations, which were predominant in all the categories at that time. So a lot of it is just adjusting to a different sound characteristic you get with a floating floor, but also with improvements in the core board, the density of the product, the underlayments that are used with the product, and better installation techniques, we really don't get a lot of complaints about that anymore.
All right, let me ask you a quick question about the show. We're at the first 4 hours, 5 hours of the first day of the show. Can you get a read yet on whether or not there's some people here that are looking to buy some laminate flooring?
Definitely. I mean, certainly the reception of all the new products has been terrific. We think this is one of the most important launches we've had in many years, and we're very, very happy with the reception from our distributor customers. And the traffic has been good. I think it is kind of too soon to tell.
Right.
You know, what the general traffic's going to be for the show, but for a first day, it's definitely what we would expect, and we're not seeing anything less than what we were expecting.
All right, and when it comes to one last question about products, and then we're about to run out of time, but when it comes to wood species that you show in laminate, which ones are the ones that are selling the most right now?
Well, just like we see in hardwood, the domestic exotics are very, very popular, so the distressed hickory looks, effects in maple and cherry and walnut. A lot of the woods that in hardwood maybe are difficult to maintain or too expensive for consumers are affordable and easy to live with in laminate. So what we find is those woods that people would like to have maybe in hardwood but can't afford, they're the ones that they're choosing most often in laminate today.
Okay, great, Roger. Appreciate you spending time with us. Hope you have a great show.
Thanks. Yep.
Been talking to Roger Farabee, who's Senior Vice President of Marketing for Uniland Floors, and you've been watching Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.